Terry, we talked to Sully earlier this week, and we were talking about the confidence of the team, and he just keeps saying confidence. He said, when you're confident, you could just do anything. They feel like they can do anything. They have a game where they score seven goals, or seven different guys scoring. They have a game where they go down two goals. They don't care. They just come back and win the game. I mean, it's tremendous, and how confident this group is right now.
It is amazing because when you go through hard times, you think you're never going to surface. You're never going to see the sun. You're never going to score a goal. Your power play is never going to come around again. And yet when it all starts to kick in, it's not that you take it for granted, but you don't even know what happened or how it turned around, but suddenly you're riding the wave. You're on top of it. And right now, that's exactly what Nashville are doing. They're just riding the wave. Trotsky's trying to keep their skates on the ice to make sure they all realize how they're getting it and what they're doing to it. But you know what? It all starts with your goaltending. Once it solidifies, whether it's Pecorine getting hot or Dan Ellis getting hot, and then the defense, and it works all the way through. But it's amazing when it's either feast or famine with our hockey club for goal scoring. Either we can't find the net or we're filling it. And right now we're filling it.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at the way the team is playing, not only are they filling the net, they're taking care of the business in their own end. They're making all the right calls from the guy that's standing on the bench. And I'll be honest, 5-6 weeks in, I was one of the guys saying, you know what, maybe it's time. Maybe Crispy, or maybe not Crispy. We're going to have Crispy forever. But maybe Trotsky has lost this group. Maybe they have to shake this up a little bit. Now I think he might be the midway point coach of the year. I mean, it's amazing the way they have grasped the system.
Exactly. Well, you know what? In all fairness to Trotsky this year, of course, they were trying something new at a training camp that I'm not sure the coaching staff really had bought into themselves, you know, talking with your scouting staff and the upper echelon saying, well, this year we should play this style. It's all well and good for other guys to say, let's play this style. But as a coach, you know what you've got for your hockey team. You know what kind of caliber player or what you have to do. And Trotsky knew what he'd built this team on in the years past, how he'd been successful in the years past. And I firmly believe, as having been a coach and been fired enough times before this to realize it, you've got to go with your heart as a coach. You know what you've got. And I think Trotsky tried in the staff the first part of the season. Then he just corralled them all back in and said, listen, if we're going to win, if we're going to go anywhere this year, it's going to be the way we've done in the past. And Trotsky brought them right back to his system, right back to his way of thinking, not what other people thought they should have been doing or what they felt they had in their lineup that they could open up and go and do it. And then suddenly when they all bought in, back in to the system they knew worked before for them, things took off for them. So I give Trotsky full marks for A, trying something new, B, seeing that the something new wasn't working in the early part of the season, going back to what worked for them and making them all buy into it. And the other part I like what Trotsky's done this year is he hasn't hesitated to pull the trigger. And by that I mean he hasn't hesitated to tell the guys up front who was not doing their job, giving it to them when they should be given the heck for it. He hasn't hesitated in his goaltending to make his changes. He's done it for better or worse. He's gone. And the other part that I love where Trotsky's pulled the trigger is bringing guys up, sitting guys out, saying, you know what, if you don't want to work, we got guys in the minors who want a job. And I think that's been a big part of this hockey club is the enthusiasm and the jump and the energy that the guys that we bring up from Milwaukee bring to this hockey club.
Crispy, it's safe to say that this hockey market here in Nashville is just a little bit different than, you know, I guess pretty much a lot of hockey environments in the NHL. And what Barry does is he has a pretty good grasp on what this community needs and can enable those players that come here to Nashville be more comfortable with their environment and therefore making that adjustment, subsequently getting the best out of their players. Would you not agree?
Exactly. I mean, we're in football NASCAR territory. We realize we have to work to find every niche there is. But I keep saying this. We have some of the best fans in hockey. Our fans are season ticket holders. And we have one of the loudest buildings in the NHL. Say what you want. I mean, San Jose, you got to like. I like Chicago. But we're right in there with the mix for when our fans decide they're going to make noise and cheer for their team. And Trotsky's built on that. He's embraced the fact that if the players come here, hey, the fans we have, they're as voracious, they're as energetic as anybody. And I think also what Trotsky has realized is that you work under the restraints of your budget. And David Poile and Barry Trotz and their staff have put together a team that, let's be honest, you can't just throw money around like friggin' nickels and whatever. So they've done a great job in that area also.
Yeah, that's a good point. And Terry Crisp with us from Vancouver as they get ready for tonight's game here. He joins us on the EquipLink hotline. Crispy, you were talking before, too, about Trotsky not being afraid to pull the trigger. You know, Patrick Hornquist was one of those guys that it was like, okay, you don't want to give us what we need out of you. There's a good piece of bench over there for you to grab. And now look at the way he's playing. He has responded very well. And, you know, there's a number of guys on this team now that are going to be 20-goal scorers.
Exactly, but you put Hornquist in the mix, you put Ryan Jones in the mix. I mean, he put together a line of Smithson, Leguand, and Joel Ward, who I would have thought, I'm not sure. Heck, they just suddenly just grabbed together, they melded, they started to make this team go, and Trotsky's not afraid to move a body. I mean, he took Dumont off of Arnott and Sullivan, who they were a mainstay. He threw an E-wrap. I mean, they just were instant on fire and took off, and Dumont found a new home and turned another line into a decent offensive unit when he joined them. So, you know what? I think this year Trotsky said, to heck with it. If I'm going to do things, and if I'm going to go out or in or out, whatever it is, it's going to be on my terms. And that's what most coaches, once they get to a certain point, say, that's it. And Trotsky has enough confidence in himself right now to make these decisions. And they're not easy. They're tough decisions.
Hey, Crispy, if say something happened in Barry Left here, what would be another city that you see could use his talents and the abilities he has and connections he has to at least have better success than he had here in Nashville? What other city would you see him bending with?
You know what? Anywhere Trotsky. But I got to tell you, Trotsky has made a living, and I'm not sure, out of taking a team, and don't take this wrong, an average team and making them above an average hockey club. And a lot of times coaches, I'm trying to explain how, like you get a bunch of thoroughbreds on your team and a bunch of high-risk, high-money guys, it's a whole different ball game. Whereas Trotsky has been in the realm in his area where he's always had to take a team, I don't say underachievers, but teams that aren't supposed to win, and has made them win. And there's a difference. I got to tell you, I always point to Scotty Bowman. Everybody says, well, he's always had the best teams. He wins. I got to tell you, I've stood behind the bench, been fortunate enough for a couple years to do it. It's tougher to coach a team of thoroughbreds and high-priced athletes and guys who all want the ice time than it is a team that you can overachieve with, but they all want to buy into it.
Right, well, that's like what Mike Babcock has been doing over there for Detroit. I mean, whereas...
Exactly. I mean, he took over from Scotty Bowman. You try and get 8 prima donnas that all think they should be on the power play, all think they should be on the penalty kill, all think they should get 24 minutes of ice time a game, and try and keep them happy. Plus, they all make $6 million and have a no-trade contract. Good luck. You got yourself a handful.
That's a good point. All right, we'll be watching tonight, Crispy. Unfortunately, not in HD. This West Coast trip is killing me with the standard def. But
hey, I get a break on that one, guys, because then my close-ups don't look so bad.
Yeah, I know. It cuts down on the makeup, right? When you're in HD, you don't have to. I hear you. All right, man, we'll be watching tonight. Appreciate you coming on from Vancouver.
Hey, thank you very much. And just to all of our fans out there, if you would, guys, just tell them all to have a safe, wonderful, Merry Christmas.
I appreciate you. We'll see you at the rink on Saturday night for that big game against the Blackhawks as well. That's going to be good
stuff.
Merry
Christmas, Crispy.
Lay off my lines, will you? I'll see you at the rink.
I'll see you at the rink. Okay. I forgot that is his tagline.